everybody. This is the next part of the show. It's not really a show. I'm not really that entertaining. I can be entertaining. This is like kind of entertaining. Okay, so skipping to the next part. So what I'm gonna do right now is talk about my experience with tar sands blockade in Houston, Texas. Raise your hand if you've heard of the Keystone XL pipeline. Okay, a few hands. So what it is there's, okay, I'm gonna, this is a punk show, I can swear here. In the spaces I've been doing things in, they're like, you can't swear, like the Unitarian Church and like campus divestment people and stuff. Okay, so like these fucking terrorist motherfuckers, like called TransCanada, this corporation, have spent like $400 billion to extract something called tar sands from Alberta, Canada. This is indigenous land, violated several treaties. So it's super racist, first of all. Second of all, it's considered game over for the climate by NASA scientist James Hansen. Game over for the climate because it's the largest carbon bomb on Earth. That means there's 200 parts per million of carbon measured within tar sands. The reason that sucks is because there's a calculated number, 350. We need to be at 350 parts per million, or everything's fucked. So if you ever, like, if you want to have a college degree, if you want to, like, have a career, if you want to have kids, anything, I mean, y'all are, like, pretty punk, so, like, you probably don't care about this stuff too much, and that's probably good. You guys are fucked. You're totally fucked. If their shit goes through, the amount of carbon in the atmosphere will cause positive feedback loops that will make, like, the entire equatorial region of indigenous peoples, largely people of colors, lives to be just fucked. Hundreds of millions of people will die. So, there's the bad part. The good part of the story is that there's this fucking awesome group called Tar Sands Blockade, and I was just getting really fed up, and I was all like stuck in my head, being all depressed and shit, being like, man, I'm such a depressed punk. So there's nothing to do around Santa Barbara. There's just these shows, and it's like, that's not radical enough. So flew out to Tar Sands Blockade in Houston, Texas. What they had done is they'd got a whole bunch of anarchists and like Occupy veterans and people that had organized like RNC protests and WTO protests and like the gnarliest shit you've ever seen, got together to give a 3-day direct action training workshop. And so I learned so much shit, and it pumped me up super, super much. And so I came back, and I've been doing all this shit. So what I wanted to do for this was just, I wanted to get everyone in a circle. So You're trapped. You can't leave. You have to get in a circle now. So we're gonna get in a circle. But you don't have to if you wanna. Yeah. So we're just gonna get in a circle real quick. This is participatory. This is gonna be so much fun. So you're fine. You already can sit. Circle. Okay. Cool. So this is gonna be pretty quick. We'll be done in probably like 5 to 10 minutes. So I'm really tired. So let's just say that we all live in Santa Barbara. Some of y'all are touring, some of y'all don't live in Santa Barbara. Let's say we found out that somebody was going to be like building a pipeline through like 50 people's houses where we live. Like, we know these people, we're not these people, some of us are these people. And this corporation is using eminent domain to kick them off the land. And they're just gonna do it no matter what. The government's not trying to help or anything. So that's happening to all of us right now. Raise your hand if you have any ideas about what we should do. I'll just wait a few seconds. I don't have so many headlines.
We should murder the people building the pipeline.
Okay, they're like construction workers. They're just like trying to have your jobs and stuff. So like, do you really want to? I mean, I'm open to that. Maybe we can take out our cell phone batteries. But does anyone want to do that? We're gonna kill the people, the construction workers. No, okay. Is there anything else we could do to the construction workers, the construction site?
We could sit on it.
We could sit on it.
Yeah.
Sit on the construction site.
I think so.
Why would we want to do that?
Because then we can't work.
Okay. What could they not do if we did that? Okay, cool. So that's one method of direct action that people are using. It's called a hard blockade. It's when you get a whole bunch of people either standing or sitting, linking arms like this, and like real hard, and sometimes they'll actually like use locks of some kind so that you can't really move away. So that's one thing you could do. Let's say that there's some trees in the way of the pipeline they're trying to build. I guess this is houses. Let's pretend it's in a foresty area. What could you do if there's trees in front of the path of the pipeline?
Chain yourself to a tree.
Chain yourself to a tree. Okay. Another idea?
Chain yourself really high up in the tree.
Yeah, really high up in the tree. So some people were building like tree forts. They'd go in there in the middle of the night and just like erect in the middle of the night like a tree fort and like live in it so that they couldn't cut down the trees because the construction workers aren't going to like kill somebody. Maybe big lawsuits. What if that corporation's office was like 10 blocks away in the city of Santa Barbara? And you found out that you're like, damn, that's where they have those board of directors meetings.
Cement the doors.
Okay, that one's good. Any other ideas? We could murder all of those. We could murder the CEO and all the board of directors, right? Maybe the.
We could change their minds.
How would we get in if we're like, hi, like I'm like a pissed off punk and I want to get in and talk to you about how like shit's fucked up? Do you think they'd be like, oh, for sure, like come to like what's me? Like,
you have a petition, something to back you up with a lot of people.
Cool, right on. What, like a petition saying like we don't want this pipeline here and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
You probably need a Oprah to sign.
Need who to sign it?
Oprah.
That sounds good.
Okay, find some local celebrities to be like, we're not down with this thing because, you know, people listen to celebrities. It's a good idea. Seriously, yeah. Oprah lives in the mountains, so.
Yeah.
Like, she's down. She seems to be pretty down for some cool stuff. Any other ideas of what you could do within that office? Like, in that space? Like, if we had all of us here right now, and we were like, okay, we're going to go to the TransCanada office or whatever. We're going to fuck shit up. What are we going to do? Not necessarily fuck shit up, but we want to talk to them during their board of directors meeting. How do we actually get up to that? Let's say it's on, like, the third floor. There's an elevator. There's some stairs. We actually happen to have a map place.
You
could have a cake and, like, you know how people move out of the way if you have like a big cake that.
Excuse me, I have a cake. I need to get upstairs. I have like 30 people following your lineup. Okay. Cool. That sounds
good. Poses maintenance. Poses maintenance.
Okay. These are all really great ideas. I think they're things that should all be thought about because. There probably is some fucked up shit that some corporation or government entity is trying to do to you right now, or one of your neighbors, or one of your friends, and I personally think, just espousing my personal opinion, that if, you know, I think that more, not everybody necessarily, not everybody's going to be involved in shit, but I think that more people should start, like, learning how to deal with that, you know, on a direct level, rather than being like, oh, like, you know, we can't do anything, or, like, somebody else will do it for me, or, like, I'll just, like this page on Facebook, that's enough for me, and be like, oh, I'll share it. Okay, cool. I'm like, I watched the whole video, it was, like, 30 minutes. Just, like, you know, doing shit, like, a little more directly, and, like, planning this stuff out. And so, this is something y'all can do. Like, you could, if you find out, like, oh, my God, there's, like, a Chick-fil-A moving into Santa Barbara. There's a Chick-fil-A that just moved into Santa Barbara. They're funding hate groups. They're a fucking terrorist organization. They're disgusting. Well, what do you do? But like, you can get like a small group of friends. Seriously, like 2, 3, 4 friends. Just sit down, 30 minutes, be like, what could we do? Just have this conversation. And that's all. I'm not going to preach. I'm not going to tell you what to do. But I encourage all of you to start thinking about how you can take down bad guys. Bad guys in the fucking place. And, thank you for listening to the talk. Thank you for participating. Y'all are awesome and very creative. Cool. Okay. Okay.
Where can we find out more about Houston XL?
Actually, at the if you do live in Santa Barbara, at the SRB tomorrow on campus, we're actually having a talk with a sociology professor that's an expert in radical social movements at 5 p.m. The SRB, the multipurpose room. It's on specifically this subject, and on Sunday we're doing a carpool to LA. It's going to be like thousands of people doing a mass like climate rally to be like, Obama, do something about climate change, you asshole. So there's purples, and if you can remember this, 350santabarbara.wordpress.com, and then print anything out, or you can just like Google like 350 Santa Barbara or tar sands blockade and look that kind of stuff up. I'll also be giving a workshop on called decolonizing the fossil fuel industry on Saturday at the really really free market, which is titled Breaking Up with Capitalism. Happy Valentine's Day, by the way, it's Valentine's Day tonight. Yeah, so 1 to 6 p.m. I think is that right, Britta?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions? Before we stop talking. Okay. All right. Great. Thank you so much. Thanks for the time. Props to the touring bands. Everyone behind the touring bands. Gas is way too expensive, and gas sucks. And so feeling she starts. Okay. I'm really nervous. I'm gonna escape you all. You want to
just stay like this.
Just stay like that. Okay, figure everything out.